The seventh parak of Erevin Mishnah Vov. Keitan Mishtatin B'movi. How do we make a sheet of Mavoyos, which means that some food is placed from the various chateres that are open to the Movi in one chater, and we mezake that to all the Bnei HaChateres, and it becomes one communal shutfus, and now they're all considered one unit, and they can carry it from any place to any place in that chater and Movi. Maniach et achoviz, he takes a jug of wine, v'oimah, reizu l'cho Bnei Movi, that I am giving this over as a kinyan to all the members of this Movi. In other words, here he is doing a tchiyah. Not everybody's contributing. One person is being mezakeh, that they all should become partners in this jog. Mezakeh lehem, how does he make a kinyan to them? Who does the act of acquisition? So an option is like they bono bito gdoilim, his children that are already not adults, they're a pastor, bar, and bat mitzvah. Since they're separate halachic entities, they can pick it up for the entire Bnei Chater. The rule is like this. If I own something and I want it to belong to you, I can't just pick it up and say I want it to be yours. It has to go out of my possession. The same thing as if it's my Eved or my young children, that they don't have a separate monetary entity, they're considered part of my monetary entity. If I tell them to pick it up with somebody else, it also won't work. But if my children that are already adults, and here's the Machlokes, some opinions that say that they have to be any adult child is considered a separate entity as far as monetary issues are concerned. Others say that as long as they are being eating off of the parents' table, they're living by the parents still, and being supported by the parents, then they are still considered part of his household, and you have to find somebody else. But pardon me, if it's his son or daughter that are not eating in his house, not supported by him for sure, he can have them pick up this jug for all the members of the Movi. Now belongs to all of them. By the Abdul Shidcha Ibrahim, also he has a male or female Jewish servant. They're not considered his property, and therefore they can pick it up also for all the Bnei Movi. By the Ishtoi, his wife is also Mavlekes, whether any wife is considered a separate entity, or a wife is being fed by her husband, cannot pick it up for other people. He's considered part of his monetary entity. He cannot use his children that are minors to do the zikui. Why not? Because they are considered part, they don't have an independent monetary entity, they're considered part of his bailus. If he also has non-Jewish servants that he bought, are also considered his possessions. All of these ones, their hand is like his hand. In other words, they don't have any independent halachic status.